Honda North Studios. Broadcasting from the Honda North Studios. Are you looking to sell your car for cash? Why deal with the for sale by owner hassle when Honda North will make you a great cash offer for your car today? Honda North buys cars. WLER, Butler, Cranberry, The Rock Station, 97.7. The Grassroots Show, Sunday nights at 7. Brought to you by Shady Lady Productions on The Rock Station, 97.7.
It's our Grassroots Show here on a Sunday night on The Rock Station, 97.7. What is our Grassroots Show? Well, it's just that. It's local, grassroots, hometown music from Western Pennsylvania. And we talk about it live, local, original. Here tonight, I'm Bob Kupp, along with Utah Burgess of Shady Lady Productions, and we are all about the local music scene here tonight. That's why we get together and chat every Sunday night.
Yep, and we're into our fourth year of doing this, and still going strong, so.
Absolutely.
Always having fun.
Yep, and playing some of the local music and musicians that you'll have an opportunity to see out and about. We're presented tonight by European Motorcycles of Pittsburgh, and this segment brought to you by a place that records a lot of that local music, the Meat Locker Recording Studios here in Butler. And we've heard many, many songs from the studio here that is called the Meat Locker. And why is it called the Meat Locker? Because it used to be a meat locker.
It's pretty neat looking in there, yeah.
Yeah. So check them out if you would like to be able to be played on the radio. Get down to Meat Locker and get something recorded so that we can play it for you. We've got a neat show tonight. We're going to be talking about one of the venues that houses local music and, a couple of people who are very involved in the local music scene. We're going to be talking with Jen Heimers from the Sidebar over in Katanning, Armstrong County. And, of course, Jen and Steve Craven, very involved in the music scene. Steve, the bass player for After the Fall and Slant Six, and the band that Jen fronts, Common Crown. And talk about a wide diversity of styles of music. We'll even play some of that here for you tonight, but talk about them and celebrate their third anniversary. They just had a party, last Sunday night, connected to the Steeler game, but it was their third anniversary, and I remember when they opened the place.
And speaking of the Steelers and the Packers, now that all of that's over and behind us, we can just concentrate on the local music, right? Because we know this is a sports town first, but back to the music.
That was our discussion 2 weeks ago about how everything stops. And yes. So, well, everything has stopped. Green Bay lost, the Steelers lost, so nothing should stop you from getting out to a local music venue and checking out some of the great music. You won't have to worry about the Penguins now till June, and the Pirates don't begin for a month, so that's a ways off. So, and they won't get serious for 3 months, so, you know, lots of time to check out the local music scene.
Well, and speaking of local music scene, one of the things that makes that so special are the people who support the local music scene. And, of course, I mentioned we're into our fourth year on the show, and we like to give shout-outs to our listeners sometime. And I learned of another local listener. His name's Dan Waltman, and you may have went to school with this guy even. So
I went to school with a Dan Waltman, so I'd be curious to find out if it's that same guy.
Yeah, it just might be, I think. I have good information that just might be. But thanks for listening, Dan. I hear he listens quite regularly, actually.
So that makes 1, 2, 3.
We're in double digits now. I said we're in double digits.
Okay,
now.
Is that 10 or 11 now?
Because my mom still listens.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. Okay. Well, hey, we appreciate all of you listeners out there who spend some time with us on Sunday night, and the best word of advice I could give you is take a moment when you hear maybe on our general concert calendar a band that's playing, or you see one on the marquee, or, I mean, my goodness, be on Facebook and you can't miss where shows are being played. Take the moment, take one night out of your time to go out and listen in, and I think you'll be amazed of the talent that is here. I mean, you know, everybody focuses on, for years, California. Everybody went to California to create a career. Now it seems to be Nashville is the hotbed and a melting pot for all kind of musical styles. I think we've got our own little melting pot here in Western Pennsylvania. And we talk about it, we brag it up, but unless you get out and check it out for yourself, you won't know how good this music scene really is.
And that brings to mind an annual event that is a good showcase of a melting pot of music. And, of course, that is brought to you by yours truly here, The Rock Station 97.7 and Shady Lady Productions. And that is the Band Jam, Grassroots Music Festival. And we are well underway in planning that and getting that together. And so just tell you right now, you need to mark your calendars July 15th through the 17th at Cooper Lake Campground. That's the place to be.
Absolutely. Make it a destination stop for your weekend, or do like I do and make it a little mini vacation. Hang out for the weekend, checking out local music. What an awesome setting that place is. I mean, it's just relaxing, first of all.
Incredible facility.
It really is. I mean, there's so many different things you can do, and you literally can make it a fun weekend. And then at the same time, Friday night and all day Saturday, there's going to be local bands playing live local original music, and they do some covers too. You know, I mean, that's the fun part of it. You know, each band takes about a 40-45 minute set, and they pack the best that they have to offer in that short moment of time, and one right after another. I mean, it's never ending.
The very bands you hear on this show, you can see them live, and from start to finish, each year we've done this festival has just been, I mean, incredible.
Yeah.
From start to finish. And in fact, it's so much fun because often the very first act right out of the gate usually sets the bar so damn high. You're like, wow, this is going to be quite a weekend.
How do we top that? And then you and I are standing around Sunday going, wow, that was phenomenal. Wow, that was phenomenal. So be a part of something phenomenal, folks. Mark your calendar. Again, the third week of July, Coopers Lake Campground. You can check out the Band Jam website, Facebook, whatever. Get your tickets now. Get them purchased. Buy them for friends. Get your friends gathered together and come out and spend the weekend. Whether you have a back seat you can sleep in or an RV or whatever, or go rent one. One of our sponsors last year was Hofnagel and Majors. You could go rent a camper for the weekend and hang out.
They'd actually bring it out for you and set it up for you. You didn't even have to do anything except show up and crash in it. And
yeah.
Then head on home.
Well, buy your own beer because you're not getting any of mine. Looking forward to talking to Jen from the Sidebar coming up here. We're going to dig out actually a band that we had from our first Band Jam Grassroots Music Festival. And got to find out what's going on with them because I know they had changed their name, but I don't know. I get the vibe that maybe things are transitioning back. I'm not sure. But love the sound of this group. They're amazing. With regard to talent, we're talking about Rising Regina. We're going to do a song called The Road Less Traveled.
Yeah, we'll certainly have to reach out to them, get them back on the air and find out what's up. And I say we follow that up with some Samantha Sears, who also has performed at the Band Jam Grassroots Music Festival. Neat thing about this song is, for years we were like, man, she's got to get in the studio and get some of this stuff recorded. And finally she hooked up with Lee Marks of European Motorcycles of Pittsburgh and, of course, Lamatt Productions. Mm-hmm. And got some recordings done at Corbry Woods Studio, and this is one of them. It's called Checkmate.
It's the Grassroots Show here tonight on The Rock Station, 97.7.
Driving slow back home, get stuck at a fork in the road. All I know is I ain't got nothing to show. To be free is not just a warm blood in me. I don't know where I'm trying to go. Thank you. soon the morning. Swaggered in, saying, honey, could you give me some room? And shot of gin, she said, sugar, cut me some slack. You've been gone so long, he said, woman, get off my back. And then he wrote this song, singing, if you only knew where I've been, then you wouldn't ever make me go back again. It's a long way down and I'm pretty far gone. Life's a chess game and we're all pawns, yeah. She crawled her way back up from the depths she fell. She told me, honey, you ain't seen nothing till you've been to hell. Oh, if you only knew where I've been, then you wouldn't ever make me go back again. It's a long way down and I'm pretty far gone. Life's a chess game and we're all pawns, yeah. Chess game and we're all pawns, yeah. Life's a chess game and we're all pawns, yeah. Life's a chess game and we're all pawns.
The Meat Locker Recording Studio in Butler is the area's number one recording studio. When you work with the engineers at the Meat Locker, your next song, album, EP, or demo will be of the best quality anywhere. Use their great-sounding live room, vocal booth, and new 24x24 drum room. They'll mix it together with the industry-leading program Pro Tools. Plus, if you need musicians, they have the talent you need. The Meat Locker Recording Studio. With your talent, they'll make your music rock. Call 724-283-4529 or visit meatlockerrecording.com. The new BMW S1000R Roadster can be found at European Motorcycles of Pittsburgh. The S1000R's high-performance four-cylinder engine puts a smile on a rider's face at every twist of the throttle. Power is nothing without control, and the S1000R is fitted with Race ABC and automatic stability control, ensuring acceleration and deceleration figures at threshold levels. Check out the BMW S1000R at European Motorcycles of Pittsburgh, Perry Highway in Wexford, and put the competitors in the rear mirror.
Now, back to the Grassroots Show, brought to you by Shady Lady Productions on The Rock Station 97.7.
Welcome back to the Grassroots Show here on The Rock Station 97.7. Another Sunday night here, and we're presented by European Motorcycles of Pittsburgh, Route 19. And you hear a lot of diversity when we talk about bands and people that are in the scene, and we're talking about European Motorcycles, and you got Lee Marks who runs that place, but then you just heard a song that he's involved in with the Corbrywood studio. So that's kind of the theme here tonight. And this segment, by the way, is brought to you by the Rainbow Inn down in Freeport, and here we go, almost a month away from the next round of open mic nights.
Yeah, less than, we're starting to back up in February for three more months. And talk about diversity, we have a large diverse group of musicians come out and play at that as well.
Yeah, and that's going to be the topic here, diversity, because we're going to talk with Jen Heimers from The Sidebar and the group Common Crown and talk a little bit about what they have going on. Sidebar, third anniversary, but I think diversity is going to be the topic of this next segment of our show here tonight because of all of the different things that Jen is involved in, along with Steve Craven. Jen, good to have you back on the show.
Hi, how are you guys doing?
Oh, we're doing good. And you guys are getting ready to celebrate your third anniversary. I can't believe, I mean, remember when you guys came in and visited with us after you got the Sidebar up and running. It's hard to believe it's 3 years. I'm sure it is for you, right?
Yeah, it went by really fast. It's been a great 3 years.
Give us a little background on, you have an interesting story, and I remember you and Steve telling us how you came to purchase the Sidebar and how it all came about. Can you give our listeners a kind of a brief run through, if you would, on how you guys came into the ownership of the Sidebar?
We were looking at a bunch of different bars, and we actually we decided on one in Vandergrift, and that deal fell through. We had keys to it and everything, and it fell through, and we were lying in bed one night, and my girlfriend, who actually lives in California, where I'm originally from, she gave me a call and asked me if I would help her run a consignment shop if she sold her bar, which her bar was out here. And I was like, no, but we'll buy your bar. So we got out of bed, and we drove down there and took a look at it, and we made a deal with her, and we decided to purchase. It was called the Horse Trough at the time.
Okay. And, of course, it had been around in the Katanning area for quite some time. But you guys have really kind of taken that over and really have done, I mean, a massive amount of work. Give us an overview of some of the things you've done.
We've done a ton of things. We put in like a stage section. The bar is very it's very small, but when we walked in, it wasn't like our ideal place to get, because we wanted to do live music. That was first on our list of things that we wanted with a bar. So when we walked in, we were kind of, you know, disappointed that it was so small. But I had, being from California, I used to hang out at a place called Linda's Doll Hut, which was a tiny, tiny little place, and it's pretty famous for, you know, live music. Social Distortion has played there, and, you know, all kinds of other bands, but it's tiny. And so I like really wasn't set off by how small the bar was, and we came up with a game plan. We started instantly within the first week, we started moving where the bar was and moving pool tables and totally just gutting it and, you know, making it fit to what we wanted to do with it. So we have like a nice stage section, we have a PA. It's really transformed. We put a large deck out on the front. It's really fun how seeing the changes. You know, I just went through a whole bunch of pictures that we took throughout the 3 years, and just seeing the change in the bar and the atmosphere over the last 3 years, it was really fun to look back.
Well, and you even bought property across the road, right, to increase parking?
Yes. Yeah, we purchased a house in a tax sale across the road, and we knocked it down, and now we have a lot more parking. So that worked out for us very well.
Because I remember before you guys, when you were in the process of doing that, you were mentioning how tight it was. It just wasn't a good parking scene, and you were hoping to be able to correct that.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, that opened it up a
lot. Yeah, we really have plans to expand, and there's no sense in expanding anything unless we get our parking taken care of. So buying that house and having more land to put a parking lot over there, it's helped us out tremendously.
Now
there used to be times where we'd be so packed and people would, you know, they'd say they wanted to come in but they couldn't find parking anywhere, and we don't have that problem anymore. So
yeah, you definitely don't want that to be the deterrent, right?
Yeah. So.
Now the name Sidebar, where did that come from? Any background on that?
We're right next to a courthouse. Well, up the street from a courthouse. So
okay.
Little clever spin there, Sidebar.
Gotcha.
Ah,
I get it.
Ah, now we get it.
I see the vision right there.
The lights went off here over both of our heads. All right, there we go.
Yeah, I'm visiting downtown Katanning. I see the courthouse, and there you go.
A lot of people don't know that.
That's pretty cool,
there's
though.
There's been a few people that got it. Like, I have a friend of mine, he sings in Ill-Fated, and he was playing at the bar one time, and he was driving down the road, and he passed the courthouse, and he sent me a text. He's like, oh, my God, Sidebar, courthouse, I get it. He was so excited.
Well, there you go. File that away, listeners, because it might be a future trivia
there
question.
There you go. We can win cash indoor prizes, mostly indoor prizes.
But the bottom line is, you guys wanted to create something that had a musical atmosphere. You and Steve both are so very involved in the music scene. And, you know, I mentioned diversity kind of, you know, tongue-in-cheek coming into the segment here, but that's what it's all about. I mean, you guys do a wide variety of things musically, don't you?
Yes, we do. We have all kinds of music. We'll have country night. We'll have rock night. We'll have metal night. We have rap night, you know, hip-hop. We have everything. We've had like a comedy night. We've had comedians in there. Mike Wysocki, he's been in there. We would do a spoons night, you know. Like actually, the other night we had open mic and a guy came in with a kazoo and had it plugged in. He had, like, inflated it. Oh. It was a riot. It was so funny. But no, we
kazoo.
We are very diverse.
Well, I think did Steve mention the last time he was in, your guys were talking about the sidebar, and he said, you know, this is like the ultimate dive bar.
Yes.
So kind of the slogan. Yes. Yeah. Fun stuff.
Yeah, we're a little trashy with a touch of class. We're, you know.
That was it. Yeah.
It's very comfortable, you know. Yeah, it's a fun place to hang out.
And you never know who you're going to see there. You never know what you're going to hear. And that's the cool part of it. I mean, you know, that I would imagine keeps people coming back.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a lot of fun. It's a riot when you come in. We have some characters that work with us. So.
Now, you guys just had, did you just have an official third anniversary party? Or do you have other plans coming up?
Actually, we had it last night.
Okay.
Yeah, we had it last night. It was fun. We watched, you know, the Steeler game, and then we had a party, and Steve actually he DJ'd. That was fun.
Oh, that would have been a surprise. Yeah, very cool.
Yeah, he had a good time doing that.
And that's why he's not on the phone with us today, correct?
Yeah, a little bit.
Talking with Jen Heimers from the Sidebar here today. They're celebrating their third anniversary. Neat little club right up over the hill outside of Katanning. Talk about the diversity. We're going to play a little bit of diversity. In fact, we're going to play Steve Craven's band. We've had them in and a couple of them back-to-back. Steve actually plays in three, and we're going to find out more about the involvement Jen has in the group Common Crown. But let's get to some music as we continue. And I know, Jen, ATF, My Confession, After the Fall, you said this is probably your favorite After the Fall song.
Yeah, it's a great song. The whole album is actually, it's called My Confession, the entire album, but this song stands out to me. It's my favorite, but the entire album is, like, every song is amazing. That's something you should definitely pick up.
Well, here you go, folks. After the Fall, tonight on the Grassroots Show here on the Rock Station, 97.7.
I don't know. calling in, hoping the sun will rise again. As you keep a straight face, so you wanna laugh, as you wake up to the aftermath. Now the smart ones wanna tell you now how to live your life like you don't know how. And the old ones say you'll never learn. Keep living your life this way and you'll surely burn. So hey mama, hey papa, what'd you leave me with? Bad decisions, indiscretions, oh what a gift. So addicted, can't get past it, you're a child and child. Papa, don't hate me, I'll get better. Mama, please don't cry. Hear the stories of a life gone wrong. Hear the regrets of the words in the song. Time passes you by, you so you never go down this road again. But tomorrow is a different day, and you forget all the things you said as you make your escape from this life you live. So hey mama, hey papa, what'd you leave me with? Bad decisions, indiscretions, oh what a gift. So addicted, can't get past it, don't want to try. From your head to your feet, see your life flash before your eyes as you watch it burn. Hear the hands on the clock laughing at you as it turns. Sitting paralyzed there on the couch, take one last drop before you pass out. Eyes bloodshot red as you're dead to the world, watching cartoon nip with your boys and your girls. Got every piece of face that won't speed down, drinking like a sailor, smoking palm on lies. Call you a sinner when you just grin, anticipating the moment you can out of begin. So hey mama, what'd you leave me with? Bad decisions, indiscretions, oh, what a gift. So addicted, can't get past it, don't try and try. Papa, don't hit me, I'll get better. Mama, please don't cry. So hey mama, hey papa, what'd you leave me with? Bad decisions, indiscretions, oh, what a gift. So
lunch, dinner, drinks, and fun. The Rainbow Inn, located at 323 2nd Street in Freeport, is the place to stop for refreshingly good times and drink specials during all televised Pittsburgh sporting events. Open Monday through Saturday at 11 a.m., the Rainbow features monthly karaoke and an acoustic open stage, and is home of the 24-ounce Man Can Special. Call 724-295-0130 today, and don't miss out on all the fun at the Rainbow in Freeport. Rose's Super Red is well known for having the freshest meats in town. Steaks, chops, chicken, and pork. Do you want a special cut? Yeah, they'll do that. Whether it's for the grill, broiler, slow cooker, or between two slices of bread. Speaking of bread, Rose's is making fresh bread. Dinner rolls, pepperoni rolls, and sausage rolls. Blueberry and raspberry chocolate scones. Homemade soup to go as well. All at the corner of Rockenstein and South Main, Rose's is high on the hill and right on the price. Open Tuesday through Friday 9 to 6 and Saturday 9 to 4. European Motorcycles of Pittsburgh presents the BMW R1200R, a bike that marks the status quo in terms of aesthetic appeal, dynamic performance, and design. It has a look that perfectly matches the way it rides. The R1200R is a powerful machine that features a design that is compact, tight, and muscular, with 125 horsepower that provides plenty of power. Hit the road today with the BMW R1200R at European Motorcycles of Pittsburgh, Perry Highway in Wexford. Visit their website at bmwpgh.com.
The Grassroots Show, Sunday nights at 7, brought to you by Shady Lady Productions on The Rock Station, 97.7.
Welcome back to our Grassroots Show, The Rock Station, 97.7, presented by European Motorcycles of Pittsburgh. And we're visiting with Jen Heimers of The Sidebar, and you just heard one of the bands that is very connected to The Sidebar. That's because Steve Craven is the bass player of Slant 6 and Bob's House Party. And before that, it was My Confession. That was new from the the latest album by After the Fall that also features Steve on bass. And, of course, Jen, you guys are involved in Common Crown. Give us a little background on Common Crown.
Steve and I were talking about putting the band together. We've been together for 4 years, and, you know, we talked about doing it. We played acoustic together for a while. And then I was friends with some guys in a band called Stratega, and they were kind of breaking up at the time. And so he said, well, why don't you ask them if they want to play, you know, with me and Matt Franny and you. And so I was like, well, I need to talk to Matt first, because Matt's in Plant 6, and he's also in After the Fall, too. So I actually, before I asked Matt if he wanted to play drums, I talked to his girlfriend Summer to see if she'd be okay with him being in three bands. And she was like, honey, I was with him when he was in four. I think it'd be awesome. So I talked to Matt, and then we talked to the guys that were in Stratega, and we just kind of got together for a couple practices, and it just formed. And it's been a lot of fun. It's the writing process is, you know, I'm sure it's a little bit different. I write a little bit different than I'm sure the other guys that they play with and stuff. But, you know, we click, and it's been a lot of fun. I enjoy it.
And really, would you say it's, you know, for Steve and Matt, I mean, that's three kind of diverse groups, different outlets.
Yeah, I'm sure. they both say this is the hardest, like the hardest musically band that they play in, like as far as like it's like heavy.
Yeah.
Which is funny because, you know, I'm a girl.
Which is cool. Yeah, it's very cool. After the Fall and Slant 6 we just heard coming into this particular segment. And, Jen, I think that gives you a good sample of what the sidebar presents. You know, we were talking about the musical diversity that you do have, and you mentioned, I mean, anything from country and you know, to some slam and stuff. I mean, you guys really do it all over there.
Yeah, we even have, I mean, we have touring bands. We have we just had some punk bands come through. They're like pop punk bands, Chasing Morgan and Second to Last. One of them's from Lodi, California. The other one's from Maryland. And they came through. We've had all kinds of bands come through. You know, we accept everyone. We've had a lot of fun, like, meeting all these different people in these different bands. And, you know, we love music, and this is who we are, the live music, and, you know, everyone's welcome. We'll have different nights for everything, and, you know, sometimes people will come in that are locals, and it'll be a punk night, and they don't really like it, but, you know, it's just not their night, and then they'll come in on a country night, and they absolutely love it, so.
They've even let Rob and I play there, if you can believe it, so
wow.
That shows you how diverse this place is, all right?
I was messaging you. We want to have you back. You guys are great.
You have a pretty special event coming up the end of the month, too, that you call Queeterfest.
Yes, January 30th, we have Queeterfest. We lost our friend Keith Queeter. He was in Scowl and Dimwit. And so that was last year. And we had the first Queeterfest last year, and this year we're putting it together again. And After the Fall, Scowl and Dimwit are going to play. And then we're going to take donations, and the donations are going to go to Rock for Life. And that's January 30th.
I hear the food is pretty exceptional at the sidebar, too. Can you give us a little in-depth background of that?
Well, we started on the food. I wanted to do something like, you know, bar food, but like gourmet bar food. You know, something a little bit different. Like, we want, like, your eyes to, like, just, like, wow, like, when it comes out. That's what it does. Like, we have all kinds of different burgers. We have salads, but, like, you know, I try to, like, we have, for instance, we have a burger called the Cowboy from Hell. So we even take the music after naming our burger.
Little Pantera playing in the background as you present it, right?
Yeah, when I first named it, Steve said that, you know, he'd like to have like a button that we could push, and like every time we serve it, that song comes on.
Cool
but,
stuff.
Our food's taken off. It's doing really well, and it's good. Everything is good. I take a lot of time, like, you know, trying out different stuff, and, you know, we had a food tasting, and before we launched our new menu, and you know, I just wanted to everybody to try it, to tell me what they thought of it, and everyone loved absolutely everything. And so we're adding new things to it. We're having like weekly specials on different things, and the food is taking off, and we are known for having the best wings in Armstrong County. Just saying.
Well, a good say
to
have.
Our wing night is on Wednesday.
On Wednesdays. Okay.
Yes.
Cool.
Yes.
Give us your hours of operation, Jen, so that somebody out there listening, if they want to take a gander over and peek in on the sidebar, when can they find you?
7 days a week, noon to 2 a.m.
Okay. And very easy to get to. I mean, you guys are right up over the hill. If people can picture Katanning, you're not too far from it.
If you're facing the courthouse, just keep going up that hill and continue on that road, and it's on the right side.
Stay to the right, though. If you go left off of that road, then you go somewhere else.
Yeah.
I did that.
Yeah.
Okay.
Where did you end up?
Back way down up near the river somehow. I don't.
Yeah.
Well, hey, congratulations to both you and Steve on the sidebar, your third anniversary. Mm-hmm. Things are going strong, and of course, you guys are so involved in the music scene. I mean, we love places that celebrate the local music scene, and you guys do that, and welcoming in other bands from around the area as well, whether it's California, Maryland, or whatever. You have a lot going on, and you guys keep busy, too, because you have kind of your own media company, too, don't you, Jen?
Yeah, we do. It's called Fingerprint Media, and it's kind of like a marketing company for like bands and promos, and I do photography, we do logos, we do absolutely everything. We're even doing some recordings, recording bands and, you know, demos and EPs and stuff like that. So we're very busy.
Do you guys have a website, a Facebook page, anything like that?
We have a Facebook page, and I'm working on a website right now.
Okay. And, of course, if anybody wants to find out more about the sidebar, you're on Facebook. You can even see some of the – I just clicked on your page and saw some of the awesome sandwiches and meals that you have to present. I mean, it is looking very, very appetizing, no doubt about it.
Yeah, a lot of good food, and there's always something going on. That's what we try to do almost every night. We try to have something fun to do. Something different. And if you come in, ask Kogi to sing Cher for you. He loves that.
Okay. Maybe Dark Lady or something like that? Yeah.
So. No, he actually, our bartender, his name is Hoagie.
Uh-huh.
He plays in a band called Irukandji, but he loves Cher. And so he sings, he has really long hair and this big beard, and he sings Believe by Cher. And
Sings
it so well, and he will do a dance, and we put lights on for him, and it's a riot. So, you know, if you come in and you hang out for a little while, you ask him to do it, and he'll do it just like that.
So a little more modern day, Cher. I'm digging through my 45s here, you know.
Yeah. There was this one time, there was a family that came in. It was Grandma's birthday, and they came in to eat and, like, have fun, and they were playing the jukebox. And she was telling Steve how much she loved Cher, the grandma was. So Steve went back in the kitchen, and he's like, Hoagie, will you do Cher? And it was like 2 o'clock in the afternoon on a Sunday. He walks out, takes his apron off. He's like, I got this. And he goes up on stage, and he starts singing and whipping his hair around, and she loved it. She had such a great time. She's like, the entire family, like, just got up and started dancing. It was great. So anytime you ask him to do it, he'll do it.
Well, you know what? That's what makes a local establishment.
There you go.
A special place to be and a special place to stop. It's the people that make it good. So, awesome.
Yeah. We're surrounded by very good people. Steve and I are very fortunate.
Well, Jen, again, congratulations. Best of luck in the future with the sidebar and all of the music that surrounds it, whether it's After the Fall, Slant 6, or Common Crown. We appreciate the opportunity to speak with you here on the Grassroots Show tonight.
Thanks so much, guys. It was fun.
And to talk about the diversity, we're going to play a couple of bands that actually you may or have or maybe in the future. We'll see. At the sidebar, we'll do some Shiners. And so they say, because they've played there along with Fist Fight in the Parking Lot. Talk about a little diversity, Utah. This is a prime example right here.
Yeah, that's covering the spectrum.
Jen Heimers from Jen Heimers from the Sidebar, their third anniversary being celebrated here tonight on the Grassroots Show, the Rock Station 97.7.
Sheriff would take them in. Lessons they tried to teach me. The good guys always win. Yeah, the good guys ride off into the sunset and chase another day. The fight between good and evil never goes away. So they say. I got a little older, I knew everything. No one could tell me nothing, I did as I pleased. Lessons between right and wrong didn't matter anymore. It was all about survival when I robbed that liquor. Another day. The fight between good and evil never goes away.
Dan Parr, owner of P&W Construction of Prospect, was a member of state championship football teams at Slippery Rock University. Dan knows what it takes to be the best, and that's exactly what you'll find in P&W Construction, Western Pennsylvania's leader in custom post-frame buildings, celebrating 37 years building garages, horse barns, utility and commercial buildings. The dedication Dan showed on the football field has carried over to his building ethics. No shortcuts to perfection, just plain hard work. Call P&W Construction at 865-9590.
The new BMW S1000R Roadster can be found at European Motorcycles of Pittsburgh. The S1000R's high-performance four-cylinder engine puts a smile on a rider's face at every twist of the throttle. Power is nothing without control, and the S1000R is fitted with race ABC and automatic stability control, ensuring acceleration and deceleration figures at threshold levels. Check out the BMW S1000R at European Motorcycles of Pittsburgh, Perry Highway in Wexford, and put the competitors in the rear mirror. The Rocks, Rock and Haven, our favorite place to rock, relax, and eat. Go ahead, ask me what's new. Well, I'll tell you what's new. They have a new look, a new menu, a new webpage, and new sauces for the best wings in town. New fall drinks, and of course, happy hours, Monday through Friday, 5 till 7. And the new menu is awesome. Try one of the new fresh burgers. Big, thick, juicy burgers that will knock your socks off. The Rocks, the new Rock and Haven, Greenwood Drive in Butler, Rock and Haven, it's rockin' big time.
Now, back to the Grassroots Show, brought to you by Shady Lady Productions on The Rock Station, 97.7.
It is the Grassroots Show here on The Rock Station, 97.7, presented by European Motorcycles of Pittsburgh, and this segment brought to you by P&W Construction. Certainly encourage you to get out and see a local show or hit a local mic night that you hear on our general concert calendar, and encourage you, if you are associated with a band, whether you play in a band or you're a fan of a band, either get us the information or get on the band to get us information. Let us know where you're playing. We'd love to be able to promote it worldwide here on 97.7 FM and at 977rocks.com. Don't forget, the show is also archived on demand in case you ever miss it and would like to catch it. If we don't hear from you, that doesn't help your cause.
No, and I think we're into the double digits with listeners, Bob. So that right there is proof of our reach.
That's right. So thanks again to Jen Heimers from the Sidebar calling in today to give us an update on what they have going on. I mean, it's cool to hear from some of the local establishments that support local music.
Right.
So that's the bottom line. We need those places to keep their doors open for local music. And certainly it is, you know, it's a great blessing when you, the listener out there, go into a place like that and say, hey, thank you for supporting local music, because we've got a pretty special scene going on here, and we need more of those places to be able to do that.
Yeah, and we've talked about this before. It actually kind of came out way back when, in our first year, when we covered Chip DeMonic's Manifesto. And one of the things about that was, you know, some of the venues need to get out of the way. And we've talked about this over the years, especially with the, you know, this is a sports town first. And you've got venues who are trying to make a dime any way they can, even off the backs of musicians. But then you have places that are just live music venues. And we support the live music venues.
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. Good. And speaking of that, Shady Lady Productions, Mr. Utah Burgess, has a very special live music event that is coming up at another local establishment, Peter B's. In fact, almost a dozen years now for a very special event that happens the end of January every year.
Yeah, one short of a dozen. This will be the 11th annual Southern Fried Rock show at Peter B's. And yeah, it marks the very first show we ever did at Peter B's, which is a live music venue. And so looking forward to it. We have a great lineup. We just played the Shiners here before the break. We'll have them. Of course, Doppler Effect. You know how I feel about them. And the Hawkeyes, and a country band out of the Indiana area, but also features a singer-songwriter from the Cabot area who played on the float with us this year in the Butler Media Group Christmas Spirit of Christmas Parade, and that's Coal Town. So looking forward to a good show once again.
I mean, talk about a fantastic lineup all in one night. I mean, any one of those could be the headliner, and you have them all grouped together. I mean, pretty awesome night. Definitely a bang for your buck when you stop out to Peter B's on January 30th.
Well, and if you were out at the Band Jam last year, I mean, we had Doppler Effect headline the Band Jam Grassroots Music Festival last year. Of course, the Shiners were back at it again, and just a testament to how great this local music scene is right there. And you can catch them Saturday night, Peter B's.
How about it? You know, and I think it gives you a good sample, too. I mean, if you come out and check that out on January 30th, it'll give you a good sample of what we do for the Band Jam Grassroots Music Festival that we talked about in our first segment of the show today. And as you mentioned, they've played the Band Jam, but, you know, I love the local original music they do, but each one of those bands get into a little bit of a jam. And I remember Doppler Effect just, I mean, I'm rolling down the hill going crazy, you know, because of the cover they did. They're just blowing me off my feet, you know, just.
You rolled right into me, in fact. You're standing there, what the hell? There's Bay Bob.
It's like, man, this is phenomenal, you know. Just, you know, that shows you the caliber and the talent of music and musicians that we have in this area.
So. Absolutely. Yeah. So get out to a live music venue, no matter where it's at, and support local music.
Absolutely. Hey, let's play a couple of songs before we go here. We're going to dig out. This is a band you turned me on to the first time I heard them, and wow, I couldn't get enough of them. But this is going to be another song by the band Rule of Two, who are, if I'm not mistaken, out of the Beaver County area, right? And their song called Relapse, Rule of Two.
All right, and we'll follow that up with a band called Burned and their song Fight.
Oh. ceiling. It won't stop congealing. It's over, I'm broken. Eternal bliss of words unspoken.
Fading and sinning, sweet euphoria is waiting. The monkey on my back is grinning. Someone hit the lights out dimming. Spiral out into the darkness, fading whilst in silence. Hide the herald angels, sing my glory. Leave behind a tragic story. Telling lies to keep that dragon chasing me. Feeling fine, the cancer eats away. I see
Broadcasting from the Honda North Studios. Winter is here, but you won't mind driving in an all-wheel drive CR-V. Come get the one you want today at Honda North. WLER, Butler, Cranberry, the Rock Station, 97.7. The Rock Station, 97.7.